Yudalim and Aleph, and the Gemara is up to the two dots, Hanu Gnoi, a little less than halfway down, beginning of the line, Hanu Gnoi, Yudalim and Aleph. Hanu Gnoi, these gardeners, the Avet Chushban and Bahadi Adadi, they made a cheshvan. I guess they had sold things, and they were splitting up their profits. And there were five istri zuzi, which is a kind of coin. One of them had an extra five, and they didn't know what to do with the extra five. They didn't know who it belonged to. They couldn't figure it out. So So the owner of the land was there. These were all people that were sharecroppers or renters, and they said, "Give it to the owner of the land." And they said it betaska for his taxes. I guess it was a tax bill that they had to pay. So they said, give it to the owner of the land towards his tax bill. And they said it in front of the master of the land. So they were there. The one who had the money was there. And the owner was there. And they told the guy that had the money, give it to the owner of the land for taxes.
Who's the owner of the land?
Yeah. I mean, they rented the land. And they had extra money that they couldn't figure out who it belonged to amongst themselves when they sold off their vegetables.
Definitely
was not the owner's money. It was their money. The question was what? So they said, you know what? Give it to the owner. The owner was there. The owner was there.
It was
B'mayim and Shlashta.
Right.
So, no, meaning it belongs to one of the Gnoi.
Okay, so
they all said it, right? They all agreed.
They all agreed.
The Kanamine. And they also made a Kenyan. They didn't have to make a Kenyan, but they made a Kenyan on it, meaning they made a Khalipan to give the money to the guy. And then, the Saif Azul Abba Khushmana, the guy recalculated the money, the guy who had the five extra. And he found out the five is not extra. It was a math mistake originally that thought made him think the five is extra. He redoes the math and he sees there's no extra. And therefore, the whole transaction now, he doesn't want to give it because it's somebody's, he knows whose money it is. It's not now money that he didn't know what it is.
So now he's covering those other two people's taxes?
There's no taxes. Again. They split up their profit. The owner of the land has to pay tax. They have to reimburse him for his tax. So now they have said to the guy, take the five extra and give it to the owner. And they said it in front of the owner. And they even made a Kenyan. Now he finds out there's no five extra. So the Pashka and Alamidi, there's nothing left. Also the commander of Nachman. So he came in front of Rav Nachman. Amalai, my Avaglach, what can I do for you? That my mitzlashtim is kaina, so it already belongs to the owner. Besides my mitzlashtim, you made another kinyan. There were two kinyanim here. This money belongs to the owner now. Can't take it away. Is the guy refusing to pay? The leki gaboy kamar. He's saying there's no extra money. Meaning, he's not saying I'm not paying up what I was told to give the owner. He's saying it was a mistake. There was no extra money. The whole thing was based on the fact that there was an extra money. There is no extra money here. Let me just finish. There's no money. That means the whole thing was a mistake. The whole basis of it was there's five extra dollars. There's no extra dollars. So Mamela, the whole mistake. Nobody's denying that the Kenyan would work. He's not trying to say the Kenyan didn't work. He's saying the Kenyan was a mistake in Kenyan. They thought this money was extra money. There was no extra money. And therefore, the Kenyan is a mistake. It's a mekhtas. And therefore, the Kenyan is chayzer. Yes.
So, I'm asking, who is his balbin here? The guy who found the mistake said, this is not a mistake. I gave it to the landowner.
No, they did not give it to the landowner.
They gave the extra to the landowner.
No, they did not. He stated again. There are five gardeners. They sat down and split the profit. And then one of them was left with five extra dollars.
One of them was left
with five extra dollars that he didn't know who it belonged to. So they said, you know what? It's our extra money. So give it to the owner. So they said to him, give it to the owner. He did not give it to the owner yet. They said in front of the owner, please give the five to the owner. And they also made a kinyan. So they did two kinyanim, I mitzlushed them and a kinyan. Now he finds out it's not extra money. So he goes back and he says, Rabbi Sai, this is five of my dollars. It was not extra money. It was a math mistake.
Well, he didn't give it yet.
An accounting error. This is accounting error. They went to Rav Nachman and he said, nothing I can do. The kinyan was valid. So Rabbi said, it was a mistake in kinyan. It was based on a mistake. So Rav Nachman said, if that's the case, so then there's nothing to worry about. Very simple story.
I thought that it was 2 weeks later he gave it to him, and now he's trying to recoup it.
No. Okay. Dr. Ashi.
I mean, is the saying that it was a kinyan chalibin also?
Yes.
Just
that's the story.
Oh, but that doesn't affect anything.
No, that's the story.
It's also under mistake in front
of. Right, the whole thing was a mistake. It was an accounting error. Dr. Rashi, Ginoi Bali Gina Moichri Eric. Istri Zuzi. Now Rashi comes and teaches us about coins. What is the difference between a regular Zuz and an Istri Zuzi? Dr. Rashi, Stile Medina. Stam Istri is Sela Tsuri. Normally Istri is a Sela Tsuri. There were two kinds of coins in the time of the Gemara, in the Mishnah. The Tsuri coins and the Medina coins. Again, the coins were worth the metal they were minted on. The Tsuri coin was 8 times the size of the Medina coin. So the Medina Sela was worth an eighth of a Tsuri Sela. So regular Istri means a Sela Tsuri. Istri Zuzi is Sela Medina. Shminas Shemesela Tsuri, the Hainu Chatzi dinner. Because a dinner is, there are 4 dinners in a Sela. So you have a Sela Medina is an eighth of a Sela Tsuri. It's a half of a dinner. The Apamari, Amrule Koi, they said it to him in front of the owner. Kramer, Amrule Apamari, Ara, they said in front of the owner of the land, Yavindu Nahala Lamara Ara, give it to the owner of the land, period. That's the story. What the purpose of the story is, I'm not sure. Except to teach us that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna, that my mitzlushtim worked. It ended up not working here because it was a mistake. But Batsim, it worked. So I think that's the purpose of the story, to put Rav Nachman on record that my mitzlushtim works, I think.
Is that true about every
kind that
might have been made mistakenly?
It's a
mechachtos. If I read a start, okay, so every Mecca can be
Mecca. If it's built on a false, on a mistaken premise, it's a mistake.
As for Baruch, if they do, the Maimon Shlushim by Chametz, which is not one of the ones they use, because the owner of the Chametz has to be there.
They use Edisa, that I know. Something about Viter. Itmar. Okay, I'm going to need a few lines to let the Gemara explain itself here before people jump all over me. Somebody else money will give them names since we don't lose Ruven here. Shimon owes lady
Rabbi,
money.
Rabbi, can I ask you a quick question before you get started? Why does it add the Chalipin to me?
Where are you located today?
I'm located by Mahatchkol, Paran. But
you'd be by Kavarachal today. Yesterday you were by the Kutzel. I thought today I would get you from Kavarachal. Anyway, you had, yes.
By Chalipin. Why is it had the whole thing by Chalipin? Who sent you my Chalipin?
It was a story. It was a story.
You didn't need that. It would have happened without Chalipin. It would have been an okay.
A lot of people to make extra king on them to cover their bases.
But you didn't need Chalipin to make it work.
True.
Right, you didn't need the Chalipin to make it work. Okay, bye.
You're right. But they did it anyway.
Right, just want to make sure. Fine.
Come to Gemara. What are we up to? Yeah, come to Gemara. Itmar. Take $100 to somebody, I'm chayev. Shimon goes over to a shliach, and he says to the shliach, take the money to Levi, I owe him $100. Amarav, chayev bachu yusai. Shimon is still responsible for that money. But if he wants to change his mind, he cannot change his mind. Because Hailuch is Kiski, by saying Hailuch, he's saying acquire it for him. But the responsibility is not a schus. Let me try to explain. The Shliach is traveling. He has no interest in accepting responsibility for his money. If an itis happens, he doesn't want to be chayav. Not interested. Right? If he's negligent, it's a different story. But if he's not negligent, why in the world should he be chayav? He doesn't want to be chayav. On the other hand, the guy who's sending the money would like to pay it and be finished with it. So now, he gave it to the shliach. Shimon gave it to the shliach. So the shliach now has it. Who's responsible if something happens to this money? Now, it belongs to Levi because the shliach was zeicha for Levi. But Levi never said, send it with the shliach. Levi never said, I take responsibility. It's the Levi's achrayas to pay back the malva, to get the money to the malva. He's sending it with a messenger. The messenger is Zeicha for Levi. But now, Shimon says to the shliach, but you're responsible now. I'm finished. And the shliach says, absolutely not. So Shimon says, so give me back the money. I don't want to send the money with you with my responsibility. So Levi says, I can't give you, so the shliach says, I can't give you back the money. It belongs to Levi. So the guy says, listen, I'm caught between, it's not right fair to me. I understand that I'm responsible to pay it back, but if you're not going to accept responsibility for the money on the way, I don't want you to have it. So the shliach says, well, I can't help you. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Dr. Gemara. Hailuk mami leplaynish ani chayev loy. Amarav chayev bachriyusai. Shimon is still responsible for that money, but then Baal Akhtar in the chayev. It's too late to change his mind. It's Levi's money, and Shimon's responsible for it. And Shimon is stuck, hoping that nothing bad happens on the road. Because if it does, he's responsible. It's his job to get the money back to Levi, but he assumes responsibility. And he can't change his mind. The mind is he said Heilich, which means chi. A false premise. Well, Amar.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Can you wait 2 minutes?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see Shmuel's opinion first. Shmuel Amar, we take Shechayev Achriyusim Balach Zuchayzer. No. Since he asked to change, he's Chayev to responsible for it, he can change his mind. Now, Zuck, I'd like to have 2 minutes. Lema B'Hakim Ifli, Mar Savar Heilich Kishidami, Mar Savar Heilich Lav Kishidami. Rav holds by saying Heilich, he's saying acquire it, and therefore he can't change his mind. And Shmuel's saying, no, he's not. And therefore he could change his mind. Nothing in my life. The kula ma'ilach kishidami. Everybody means ha'ilach means acquire. The hakabakim iflugi. Mar sever lo emin amigu, mar sever emin amigu. Shmuel says, listen, he only gave it to him because he wanted to get it out of his finish. If it's not, even though normally ha'ilach is kishchi, but not when I'm chayiv and achrayis, not when Shimon is responsible. He loves Levi to get the money, but I don't want to keep responsibility. And Rav says those two things are two separate things. It becomes Levi's money, and the fact that he can't change his mind doesn't change that fact. Yes, Harvey?
First, I would ask, someone remote needs to mute themselves. I asked before you gave Shmuel's opinion, which I understand. I don't understand Rav's opinion. If the responsibility for the item was always with the sender, why? No matter what, it's going to be in the sender's possession until it reaches, I think we call them Levi. Why can't the sender retract the authority of the shaliach? It's his responsibility anyways. I don't understand the first opinion.
And you're saying Shmuel Svara. You're just trying to understand.
I'm trying to understand the two. I don't understand if it's his, if it remains his liability, the possession remains his liability, why can't he retract his authority to the shliach? The item's going to be his responsibility anyways. Why did he lose the ability to retract the authority of the shliach that he hired?
Again, I can only try to explain it. I understand your problem. I don't think I have a good answer. But I think what Rob is saying is, by saying Hailech, a person means acquire. We're translating the word take to mean acquire for Levi. So he told them to acquire it for Levi. And he stuck with the responsibility because the bottom line is, he's responsible till Levi actually gets it in his hands. And even though he would, you know, he now is changing, I don't want to be responsible for you taking it, but it's too late because I acquired it for Levi already. And I understand your problem. I'm really not answering your problem. The question of Rav is, what, the guy didn't mean it if he knew he would be responsible. And therefore, since he didn't mean it, why are we holding him to that? I don't have a good answer. Sorry? Yeah, he's a Shemachina, but the question is an Aynas. The question is, there's things that happen on the road that are not negligence.
Right, but I'm saying...
Band of robbers.
If he wants to get out of his obligation of
Shimon wants to be finished. He wants to give the money, and he wants to be finished with this money.
He should pay the guy to take it. And then
it's still not Chai Ba'insim. All he's saying now is, if I'm responsible, I want out. So Rav says you can't do that because it's too late, because it belongs to Levi. So it's Levi's money that you're responsible for. And Shmuel says, I never meant to give it to Levi with my responsibility. So I understand Shmuel better. I agree with Harvey that Rav is difficult to understand. I can't really explain it.
But if you make a,
does Arsko say anything?
If you make a stipulation that I want to be able to retract, Rob will agree. Yeah, if he says it outright.
If the shliach is willing to take it.
Yeah.
The shliach becomes responsible, not Levi.
I don't want to become Levi until you get there.
Yeah, he can tell you that. But then he's for sure responsible.
Shimon.
No, Shimon is responsible.
Yeah, he's taking that up. I understand you might get robbed and whatever, and I'll cover that. I want it to be paid. I mean, the chances are.
Again, what do you gain with that? If he stipulates it.
Yeah, he'll get this way, according to Rob, he can be Chayzer if he wants.
Right, okay. It allows him to be Chayzer. Okay.
Acquiring the money at that point.
You get paid. You know, you never know when you're going to get paid. You take the money as soon as you get paid.
But the only difference for him is if it's actually in his possession. If it's not in his possession...
No, it's not true, because it's good for him to have been paid, that they can't change his mind. That's the best thing. That the money's mine already. If it belongs to Shimon, Shimon can delay the payment for another 6 months.
Okay.
It's beneficial for Levi to have gotten paid. Now it's his money.
Even though it's still not in his...
But he knows Shimon can't change his mind. That means he has his money.
Right.
If nothing happens.
Is this making a difference if it's after the due
date? I don't think so. You've been busy with the due date all day today. I don't think so. Before Sherry asked me something about due date also.
Before? What was it?
Before
Shir. Yeah. Yes. Rabbi said, if you were in Halach Shir yesterday, that if you come first...
Okay, my turn. Rashi. Zantrashi. Chayev HaMashaleach Hazeh Bachriyusoy in its responsibility. Im Ye'onsu Mi'at Shliach Zeh. If an Einus happens to the Shliach. No, I'm afraid it's going to be an einus. Ein chayzer, he can't change his mind. Rav Amar Hayla Kiskidam, he'll be ein chayzer. Mi hu chayav b'achu yusay, shamal v'le tzivo l'mashrim l'zeh. See, if Levi said give it to him, then Levi's taking responsibility. Levi never said give it to the shliach. Hagi gesinan, the kula alma Hayla Kiskidam, he claimed ba'alma Hayla Kiskri. Regularly, Hayla Kiskri. Now, where does it make a difference? Let's say Shimon wants to send Levi a present. And he says to the shliach, here, take it to Levi. Now, if something happens in the road, Shimon doesn't have to replace it. Take this item to Levi. It doesn't come with a guaranteed replacement. And now, on the road, so he gave it to the shliach, and he said, you know what, I decided not to give it to him. There, Shmuel would agree, Heilich Yisri. There's no downside to Shimon. He's not accepting Achrayus. So when he gave the shliach a present, he says, here is a pen. Take this pen to Levi. Now, if something happens to the pen, Shimon doesn't have to replace it. There's no replacement obligation. Now he wants to change his mind. He decided not to give the present. But since Heilich means Tzchi, it's too late to change his mind. It belongs to Levi. If something happens in the road, nobody's responsible. Penitus happens on the road. Zach Rashi, the lack of my Shmuel the Chayzer. Shmuel Asavar, Migu Mitaych Shechay Bachrius Achrayus in Bol Lagzur Chayzer. Yes.
Who's the owner of that present?
Well, at what point?
Example.
Levi.
Example.
Levi.
Levi is the.
Yes.
Owner? Okay, so he sends him a cow, and the cow goes up and gores while it's in transit. Who pays that?
That's not an einus. That would be the shliach's responsibility for not watching it.
There's no einus by that.
It's not an
einus. When we say the klal, it's not like people have fun of, right? A guy being zoicha for the other guy. Something happens. Who's responsible then?
Again, give me a story.
I'm being zoicha this for friend, whatever it is. I picked this up for this guy.
Again. Is this belong to somebody? Is this a debt? Is this a present? Is this a metzia? What's the story? Give me a story.
I found it.
You found an item and you pick it up for Levi. It becomes Levi's.
Yeah.
Now what happens?
Something happened
An itis happened? What happened? Negligent, itis, what happened?
Does it make a difference?
Sure. You are responsible to make sure you're not negligent while you're watching Levi's item.
Let's say it was onis.
So you butter. Why should you have to pay Levi? You never accepted to watch Reinson.
But it's
if
Levi.
You're pushing, you have to
replace
it.
It's Levi's, right?
But an itis happened.
If you approach you have to replace it.
Yes.
Even though you never knew he had it.
You become a Shreiber Chinam, at least. You might be a Shreiber Socher. Something to worry about. Tanya Kavasa de Rav. We have a Brisa that says like Rav. Hailuk mana laplaini shani chayiv lai. Or 10 mana laplaini shani chayiv lai. Right? Or hailuk mana laplaini pekadin shesh yadi. Or take the pekadin, not alone, but a pekadin. Or 10 mana laplaini pekadin shesh labi yadi. Chayiv bachu yusai. The one who sends it, still responsible. In ba lachzar, ein a chayzer. But if he wants to change his mind, he can't change his mind. Because as soon as he said Heilich or 10, it was acquired by the owner, and at this point he can no longer retract. Because 10 or Heilich is...
Rabbi Mark Aretin?
Yes.
Rabbi Mark Aretin? Why can't we apply the Sora there was a Kinyan Batos?
And you're asking, why don't you agree to Shmuel? That's what you're asking. That was basically
right.
His question. Was a mistaken thing. because I thought you were accepting responsibility. I don't have a good answer.
Thank you.
Now, check the Gemara. Pekudin, leimelei, ein ritzayin neshe pekudin biyad achar. By Pekudin, why can't he say to him, I don't want my item and somebody, meaning, let me explain. We have a rule that we assume that if I asked Baruch Meisha to watch something for me, I trusted Baruch Meisha. I didn't trust anybody else. So when Baruch Meisha asks Avram Cohen to take it to me, right, that's not necessarily good for me. Because why do I who says I want Avram Cohen to have my item?
Why take it?
Who says? So it's not a schus. By a loan, it's a schus. You're getting paid back a loan, right? It's not, you know, if something happens again. But by Pekudin, they let Shimon say to the shliach, you know what? I can take it back because you can't acquire it for the owner because he doesn't want you to handle his item. It's not a schus for him. Well, he has to acquire it that he can't change his mind, that the shmira is over. There's a kinyan that happens, that ends the shmira.
To another shemir pekudin? Where's the kinyan happening? Maybe I'm mistaken.
Again, Shimon is watching something for Levi. I mean, Shimon has a kinyan shemir on it. Whatever it is, he's responsible. Right? And now he's giving it back. And now it's becoming Levi's and Shimon. Shimon's holding it. He can hold it for 3 months. Let's say he borrowed it. He can hold it for 3 months. He can hold it for 6 months. After 3 months, he sends it back to Levi.
To return it back to the original
owner. To return it back to the original owner.
But he uses a third party.
Yes.
To return it.
So the Gemara's kasha is, you're assuming it's a benefit for Levi, for the shliach to bring the pekudin. Shimon can say, no, it's not a benefit. Who says Levi wants you to handle it? And therefore, it's not a schus. And for the Gemara, Amar Abzeirik Shehuk Sin Kafrin. What happened was, the Shemer has a history of denying that he ever took things or borrowed things. And therefore, Levi would be excited that somebody finally got it out of Shimon. Shimon's record speaks for itself. And therefore, Shimon can't claim, well, Levi wouldn't want you to handle it. He sure would, rather than you keep it. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Heilich 10, claim Echad Mikol Hashayna Salalu. Leimili Haimish Aleich, Ein Ritzayna Shemavke Chepik Dainu Biyad Achar. Dokhi Kaimala Lekama Beperek Shlishi. Bekivin Dainu Ritzayna, since usually people don't want their items handled by other people, Ishtakich Dechayvu Loi. It means it ends up being a detriment. It's not a schus. He has a record of denying that he borrowed it. And Nansadi, we are witnesses that the owner is happy that it comes out of his hand. I just want to mention that I'm learning the sugya like Rashi. Other Rishonim learn different things here. I'm sticking to Rashi's shot.
But originally he gave it to Reuven. Gave it to Levi.
Reuven doesn't exist in that year.
You know what? That's a bunch of that's ridiculous. Why not? Oh, Reuven. I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot. I know what you meant by that. I'm sorry. Okay. Done. God.
Yes.
He gave it to him originally to borrow, right?
Levi gave Shimon. Lent him a tractor. I don't know. Lent him an item.
Right, right, right.
Snowblower, right.
I mean, I lent him knowing that I'm right.
Then Levi finds out that Shimon is not such an honest person, and he denies things that he borrowed, and he's, you know, he's wondering whether he'll ever see that snowblower again.
Right, and therefore...
So therefore, when Shimon gives it to somebody to take to Levi, Levi is ecstatic that it's out of Shimon's rishus, because the longer it stays in Shimon's rishus, the more chances that he'll never see that snowblower.
Oh, meaning he, at the time... I was thinking, at the time he gave it to him, he was...
You already knew.
No, he wouldn't lend it to guy.
Yeah,
that,
right. No,
but
he didn't have that knowledge.
Yeah. If he did lend it with that knowledge, then this would still be true, though, right?
I don't know what happened.
He was saying, you know, it's all right, he wants to borrow a cheap paperback, buy an old write-off, never get a good
one. I don't know. Something my mind to exchange this habit, I trust in the sire, believe in Mechusa. The Slaychus had coats that he gave in credit, and they were supposed to pay him at a certain amount at a certain time. Right? Yeah, I trust him, it's credit. The Sarbali are coats. Rashi says, Sarbali coat blaz. Rashi says the word coat. The Mechusa, in the city of Mechusa. I'm a little Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So he said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Bahadi the Asas Asinu Nahali. You know, you're going to Mechusa and you're coming back. Bring me the money. Azu Yavinu Lai. So he went, and they gave it to him. Amrilei, Nikne Minach. Can we have a kinyan that you're responsible? Can you now commit yourself to responsibility? Now, they didn't say it before they gave it to him, which was their option. They gave it to him first. And now they're saying they want him to do a chalipin, obligating himself to be responsible while it's on the road. Amalu, in. He said, in. Now, here is a difficult piece of Gemara, so please let me just have the next few lines, and I will try to explain it one of two ways. L'saif, ishtamet lehu. After he said yes, he slipped away and didn't do the kinyan, didn't commit himself. So now the question was he good or not? He also l'kabeh, when he came to Rosh Hashas, amar l'shaper of this, you were right for not committing yourself. If you would have committed yourself, you would have been a servant to him, meaning you would have been responsible to him. Why in the world would you want to do that? So he did a good thing. The question is, did he lie? He said yes, and then he didn't do it. They said, make a kinyan with us, responsibility. He said, yeah. And then he just left without the kinyan. Now, nothing happened on the road. The question is, did he lie? So this the Yaivitz asks. So the Ivetz offers two terutzim, I'll say the second one first. He says the word en can be yes, and the word in can be no. Ein can be no, in can be yes. He used a word that can be translated both ways. And therefore, he was able to leave without carrying out what he said, because he didn't mean yes. He used a word that they thought was yes, but he never said yes. He didn't want to fight with them. He said en. En can be yes, en can be no. And therefore he said yes and no. He meant no. They thought he said yes. And then he left. He didn't lie. That's the Yaivetz of second Teretz. That's the easier of the two terutzim. Whatever it was, he did it in a way that it could be understood two different ways. Again, I'm not sure. The first Teretz of the Yaivetz is that since he's not responsible to commit himself, saying yes doesn't obligate him to keep his word. That's a strange thing, because only when you say yes on something that is a certain obligation, you can't back down. But it was only, I'm not obligated to take Acharias. I'll read the Ivis because it's a Kiddush. It's a very big Kiddush. That's why I like the second Teretz better. It doesn't get involved in Hukah Sheker. What? Arch goes towards it. Yaivet says, "Let's bein mishum dvar sheker terchak, kiven deloy mechayev behu, velo yachol lahatzam b'nadam ba'ifin achar imloy yavticham al sheker." He brings down that since he's not obligated, and they weren't going to give it to him any other way, so he's allowed to do that. Then he says the second teretz, which I understand much better, that he never said yes. The first time it's a little difficult to me. Exactly when are you allowed to do this? When are you not allowed to do this? So I don't know. I just spoke it out because I want to be honest. But I don't know.
What's the first tariff?
That the word in has two meanings. Yes,
well, that's
and
that's
no.
The second tariff. That's
right.
The second.
The first tariff is saying this was the only way he was going to get the money out of them, because they were going to force him to give the money back. And once he took the money, he was not allowed to give it back. So he was stuck. What's he supposed to do? He doesn't want to take responsibility. He's not obligated to take responsibility. He's not allowed to give it back. But they were going to make him crazy. So what's he supposed to do? He's in a situation where he has money that he's not allowed to give back because they gave it to him already. He was kaina. Now that they gave it to him and he was kaina, he's not allowed to give it back. But they are not going to be happy with that. And he's not going to be able to get away with that. So therefore, he's allowed to say yes, even though he's going to go away without doing it.
Why would it be their responsibility anyway?
They owe Rav Sheshes the money.
Yeah, but
he didn't accept responsibility. He said, you're there anyway, ask him to give you the money. Without accepting the responsibility.
Rav Sheshes
didn't
accept responsibility.
No. No, Rav Sheshes is the one in the... No, he's saying, as Rashi said before, if the Malva sent somebody, the Malva is accepting responsibility. Here, he just offered it as, tell them you're available to take the money.
Rashi just says that he's doing this, like Rebbe said, because he's expressing the desire of Rav Sheshes, not wanting them to retract. That's why he said, yeah.
Again, he took the money. If had he not taken the money yet, he would have said, he had to say, I'm sorry, I can't take responsibility. He got the money already. Once they gave it to him, he can't give it back. Now, he can't, because he was Zeicha, like Rob said. Now, they want it back, or he should commit himself. He can't give it back, and he doesn't want to commit himself. So therefore, in order to avoid getting into a big fight with them, he said yes and then just left. And the Yaivet says that's not called a lie, because he was basically caught between a rock and a hard place. And the second tariff is that he never lied, he just said a word that had both meanings.
You know, the second tariff is basically the same. There's a technical way that it...
Exactly.
Clearly he meant for them to understand him.
Exactly, he definitely misled them. But again, he was with the Yaivet to decide is, he's with his legal rights to mislead them because halachically he's not allowed to give it back.
Right.
So basically, they're going to make his life miserable. So to get him from not making his life miserable, he can mislead them.
Rabbi Freud said very nice. He goes, in and a, I mean, let's put a hearing problem.
Okay, you can write the Ivan that. I can't answer that question. I don't know the answer. Something of my right. So Rav Sheshes said you were right because, like accepting responsibility, you would have been the liva. Lishna Chrina, he's a chapter of this, because Eved Laiva Lishmalva, it's their responsibility. Not that you have been responsible, just a different way what he said. He said, you're right for not accepting responsibility. It's their responsibility. They have to get it back to me. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
So Rav Yosef, so Rav Sheshes was not Rav Yosef's Shliach L'Kabbalah.
You mean Rav Yosef was not Rav Sheshes' Shliach L'Kabbalah, correct?
Yeah. Even though he told him, pick it up for me.
That he only said, offer your services. Ashrasa Hakafa, credit. Shadrasa Sarbolim Bashroi gave coats on credit. Lotusli Hamas was Mankabua to pay him at a certain time. Nipni Minach, unto the Orcha, the owners of the road. Dimisnasi Minach, little Hadu Lutavan. If something happens, we don't want to have to pay again. Amalu Ain't Kane Esther, I will do that. Chapter of the Shloi Shabbat Atzmu Achidam, that you didn't commit yourself for no reason. But he Evid. You didn't make yourself into a borrower. You slipped away. He's saying, love him. They're the borrowers. And they're servants to me. They're responsible to return it.
Why by him misleading the people? He's not responsible, right?
He's not mechuyev to accept responsibility.
But he fooled them.
He said, I will commit myself. He said, I'm committing myself. They said, will you commit yourself? I'll commit myself. Will you make a kinyan? I will. But till then, he's not responsible.
But he
couldn't even do it if he wanted.
He misled them.
You're right, exactly.
I'm allowed to mislead people.
So the Yaivet explained because he couldn't do anything else.
He left it there.
No, he couldn't have. Because it already belongs to Rav Sheshes.
Yes, it all belongs to him. But until he gets there, Rav Sheshes doesn't have it.
No, he was Zeicha for Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes' money. He can't leave it here.
He was Zeicha when he agreed to Rav Sheshes, he said, I'll be Zeicha.
No, when they gave it to him.
They gave it to him, he was Zocha, And if it would get lost the money, then...
Again, this is Rav Shita, that you can't change your mind, but you're still responsible.
Shmuel would not have agreed to that.
Shmuel would not have agreed to that. Something in my mind. Rav Acha b'Rav Yashia havelei ispaka ispaka de kaspa menada. Rav Acha b'Rav Yashia had a keli, a vessel. I don't know what kind of vessel it is. Silver vessel. In Adar. Rashi ispaka kli. So, okay, he had a cousin of a silver vessel in Adar. Amalula in the story of Rav Yana and Rav Yasi bar Kippur. So he told these two Amaroim, Bahadi dasisu asiyu nahali. You know, you're coming back from Naka, make yourself available to bring it to me. Azul, he went, Yovinale, and they gave it to him. Okay? So at that moment, he's Zaycha for Rav Acha. Rav Achi, what's his name? Rav Achi. Gotcha. Amrle Nikneminechu. They said, give us a kinyan that you're committing yourself to be responsible.
Who said that?
The people that had the silver cup. Whoever was watching the silver cup, whoever had borrowed or whatever had the silver cup, said now to these two Amaroim, commit yourselves to be responsible for the road.
We want to be done with this.
Exactly. Amrulahu lai. They said, no, we're not committing ourselves because it's too late for you to change your mind. You gave it to us already. Again, it's the same halacha of Rav. The same thing over again. Amrulu Hadrinalam. So they said, if you're not taking responsibility, give it back. Rabbi Destroy Rav Yana Amrulin. Rabbi Destroy Rav Yana said, yeah, I'll give it back. Rav Yana said, Akiva Amrulu Lai. Rav Yana said, no, I can't give it back. It's too late now. I took it already. Hadrinalam Sarilay. They started beating him up. They started beating Rav Yana Bar Kippur up. Now, I'd like to finish the story before people jump all over them. Amrulay. They say to him, the story of Rav Yanai, Chazumar Hechikavit, do you see what this guy's doing? This person is not saying, giving it back to us? Amalutav, Ramalai, keep on hitting him. You guys are doing a good job. So he said, he's maskim that his friend be hit. At the end of the day, they gave it back. He got beat up, he gave it back. He also got bay when they came to Rav Achi. Amalai, so Rav Yasi Bar Kippur says to Rav Achi, Chazimar, do you see Lai Messiah, Lai Messiah? Not only didn't he help me, Elo Amruhu Nami Tav Ramalei. He agreed with them, they should beat me up. Bad enough that he wasn't on my side, he was on their side. They asked him, see what we're doing? He said, great job, keep on doing it. Amalei, my Tavit Haki. So he says to him, the story of Rabbi Yane, why'd you do this? Amalei, my Simbine Adam Heim Amma. Rashi learns they're sizable people, big, scary people. The Kaivanama, and they wear these clothing that are frightening. And when they speak, it sounds like it's coming out of their navel, meaning their thick voice. And they have frightening names. Arda, Arta, Pili, Brish. These are all names of frightening people, people that are mafia people. Ilu Hargu has destroyed me, not from Liyane Abba Markamaisi. I felt I was in danger. I felt I was in danger. Then it killed me. Who would have given my father a son like me? Meaning, he's saying, like, I felt in danger there. I'm in danger. Of course I'm going to save my life. I gave it back. I gave it back. I knew how awful it was. I'm not allowed to give it back. But I took one look at these people and I said, I'm not messing with them. And therefore, when they're beating him up, if I would say they're wrong, they would have messed with me. I felt in danger. Do they have connections with the government? Because if not, what are you scared of? The government would come and arrest them. Yes, there are connections with the government. If you would have ran away, would they have been able to catch you? They think you did the right thing. Listen, you can't put yourself life in danger because of my item. And you were right. And the truth is, Rav Yosef Bar Kippur should have done the same thing. He tried. He got beat up for it. But the bottom line is, if you're in danger, you don't play around. Rashi. Amalu Im, they're not giving it back. Amalu Loi, because I mean, He didn't give it back to us. Tav Romilei, Harbi cool. Hit him, Moshem Bairi. Lishdachrina, Tav Romilei, Yafa Ruya Samakas Alolu. He deserves it. And my Tavit Hakish in the Straits of Lahaksimiyad. Why did you give it back? You didn't even argue with them. Hey Nama, Anche Midas, the people of measurement, Gavayim Bekaima, tall. Vekaiman Nama, Avmo Beshem Uyam and Mishar Bnei Adam. Their clothing is frightening. Bedabra mechatzeim klem mekaylam of a thick voice and ira diber yaitim tiburim as if it's coming out of their navel. Arda v'arda piri b'resh, period. Okay. Now, the achrayim have a kasha, the shach and the taz. The halacha is, if you save yourself using somebody else's money, you have b'chuyim to pay him. If somebody is in danger of life, he takes somebody else's money to use to save himself. Shimon is chasing Levi and he wants to kill him. And Levi says, he sees Yehuda has an item there. He says to him, I'll give you this item, leave me alone. And Shimon leaves Levi alone. Levi's life is saved. Levi didn't do an Avera. According to most Rishonim, Levi did the right thing. He saved his life. But he has to pay Yehuda back. You can't just take Yehuda's item and it's free. It's not free. You took Yehuda's item legally. You saved your life, but you got to pay him back. They took Rav Sheshes' item. Rav Achi's item, they were kind already. It belonged to Rav Achi. And they gave it back to save their lives. So why don't they have to pay Rav Achi? They were Matzel Atzma Mamma Kaverai. They used somebody else's money to save themselves, which is legal. But the halacha is, you can't take somebody else's money. You could, but you're mechuyev to pay him.
They're willing to give the item back, right? Then their dimes are not keeping it for themselves.
They're willing to give the cup back to him.
Again, at this point, when they gave it back, they took Rav Achi's money to save themselves.
Rav Achi's money is still available.
It's different. It's not evil.
Look, the Shachantah say a different answer. They say they never accepted the Shlichus if it's going to be painful for them. Meaning, the whole condition that they accepted this was that they're not going to have to be beat up. It's understood that if you beat up, this whole thing was a mistake to begin with. But they didn't know they were going to be beat up. I mean, Rav Nistoy did. Took one look at these people and he said, I ain't messing with them. But Rav Yosef and Kippur tried, and he paid the price. No, it was mafia people, you know what I mean? The guy's name is Antonio, you know what I mean? I'm getting this one more. His name is Antonio, or whatever his name is, mafia names, you don't mess.
They have Shikas Shmuel to rely on, though, don't they?
They have halakas like Rav. Halakas like Rav. Continue, Mr. Shim, tomorrow.